Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Rob
and Matt
from Don Broco, and you're listening to New Music Inferno.
We have a problem here at New Music Inferno. It's not the weekend yet. And, you know, we are live back in charge of New Music Inferno. Thank you all for patiently waiting for another new show. We have a great show here today. We have Weathers and Alive in Barcelona. And Weathers, they're in the middle of the tour, and they're going to be here in March here in Las Vegas at House of Blues at the B-Sides. And they are going to be currently four wins away at the beatdown at X107.5 here in Vegas to be in the Hall of Fame. So if you guys listen to X107.5 out here in Vegas, you know what I'm talking about. If not, look it up, guys. It's great. Polly Cover is amazing. But we're here to talk to them today about what they're up to, what can we expect from them on this tour coming, stopping here in Vegas here. But let me bring you in right now. You can check out more of their information and more at facebook.com/weathersband. And let me bring one right now. Weathers, what is going on, guys? How's everything?
Good, man. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm glad to have you guys here. I've been a fan of you guys for a little bit now. You guys put a record out last year, and you definitely the ex fan base out here in Vegas for the radio station, but not my radio station, but the local one. Definitely love you guys. They're voting, and you guys are promoting the hell out of that when you get a chance while you're on the road there. But how's everything been? How's the road been? How excited are you? You're, you know, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from being here in Vegas again. How's everything been?
It's been awesome. We've been on the road now for a few weeks, and we've never toured in the winter before, so it's pretty cold. But it's been pretty awesome. It's always nice to see new faces, and also fans that we've seen before who come back. We've had quite a few fans come out and tell us that they came just for us, which is always really cool to hear. And it's been really fun. The other bands have been super rad to be with, and it's just been all in all a great experience. And we're super, super excited to come back to Vegas on March 8th. And we're so, so excited to be playing there. And yeah, it's been pretty great.
Definitely. You guys were here with the Dreamers, Dreamers, the Boys and Dreamers, and also Morgan last time. And I tell you what, I wasn't able to make it to the show because of restraints and be able to make it. But I know for a fact that you guys rocked it. And Dreamers, I mean, look at where they're going, and look at what Morgan's been doing since. And look at what you guys are doing. So it's getting better and better for just the trio of that tour. It's just everything is like pointing in the up direction for everybody else in that tour group. So I'm happy for you guys as well. And, you know, so before we go any further, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us who you are in the band as well for everybody out there who may be listening into this right now so they know who they are speaking with or hearing from.
Yeah, I'm Cameron Boyer, and I am the lead singer for Weathers.
Well, Cameron, welcome to the show. I know I was like, which band member am I speaking with today? I don't know. I don't know the voice, the speaking voice, but I know the singing voice. But Cameron, you kill it. You're very awesome. I love the stuff that you have out. And where has Dirty Money come from? Where is this song in your head? Where did it come from? What was it about? Was it about, you know, stuff that you see going on in your life, or is it about, you know, the politics of life, or what?
You know, it's actually more like, I would say, maybe like the politics of being in a band, I guess. I mean, the song is kind of about being young and in a rock band with fans and touring a bunch and kind of not letting egos kind of go to your head sort of thing, and battling your inner demons and especially egos. And, you know, there's a lot of comparisons to money, obviously, in the song. However, the song has nothing to do with actual money. But the comparison to money is kind of all about egos and such. That's kind of what the song is about.
Definitely. And tonight, for everybody out there who's listening in or maybe standing in line waiting to get into the show, you guys are in Covington, Kentucky at the Madison Theater. Has it snowed there in Kentucky? Is it, how cold is it right now in Kentucky?
Snowing. It's currently raining, so it's not too bad. It's been snowing a lot though on this tour.
It has. It snowed in Vegas, but it will not snow on March 8th when you're here. So I can guarantee you that, because it's going to be springtime.
That's awesome.
And maybe in the 60s and 70s by then, because the pool parties open up March 1st out here in Vegas. Everybody loves the spring break and everything. Definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, like you mentioned, Cameron, there's a lot of politics being in bands and not actual, you know, just, you know, money and everything involved with it. It's ridiculous. You see so many bands have inner turmoils every day. Like, it's a business. I mean, you guys have to get along. You have to be out there, making your friendship work within the band and, you know, teach their own, have their own life as well outside the band, but also work at it. And you guys are working at it. You guys are, you know, still killing it. And every, you know, you see other bands break up. It's like, why? Why? Well, you, they had so much going for them. So I want to ask you this right now. What are you guys currently listening to? I mean, honestly, you guys are on tour right now with two amazing bands, Magic Giants and Castlecomer. But what do you? What else are you guys listening to? What is in your iPod right now, Cameron?
Oh, man, that's always a hard question. I mean, it's always just like a mix of things. There's always the stuff that, you know, you're always used to listening to, and then there's always new things that get added to, you know, your favorites playlist on Spotify or whatever. But I always find myself listening to a lot of new wave, a lot of new wave stuff. And also what we do a lot on the road is we listen to the bands that we're on tour with. You know, so we've listened to, you know, some of Magic Giant and Castlecomer, of course. And when we were on tour with Dreamers, we listened to a bunch of them. And yeah, but, you know, it's always a mixed bag. It's always kind of hard to pin kind of one thing down.
It is. You know, it's definitely new wave. I mean, honestly, you know, I guess if you have SiriusXM in your car, you guys would be listening to First Wave, which is, you know, a lot of the new wave stuff out there from the older days of, like, new wave
totally.
Music and all that. And that's,
yeah,
it's interesting to see, like, all the old stuff that you – like, I never listened to a lot of new wave. But to you know, have Sirius and then maybe flip through it and be like, oh, this is kind of cool and catchy. What is this? Oh, this is new wave. Okay. But, you know, Cameron, like, how – like, what made you – I know you probably got this question a lot in interviews, and you guys have been around for a while. But what made you, instead of picking up, you know, a brush or you know, some other type of media to do, what made you want to pick up a pen and a microphone and a pad and getting your feelings out? Like, what made you want to do this? What made you want to sing?
Well, you know, I always wanted to kind of be in charge of my own creativity, you know, and I think my, you know, band members would agree with that, you know, that we all kind of want to be in charge of our own destiny, if that makes sense. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to be in a band. And, you know, of all the other kind of ways you can create your own story and media, I think we just all really enjoy music and writing music. And I think we all kind of figured we're pretty good at it. So we just do that. And, you know, we love being on the road. That's one thing that we've always enjoyed, even before being in a band. If it was like road tripping or whatever, it was something that we really liked doing. So being in a band just kind of made sense. And I guess, you know, it was just pretty natural. And yeah, it just kind of worked out that way over any outside of the band. I also like to direct and write film too. So that's another way I like to kind of create on my own. So yeah.
That's awesome, Cameron. I did not know that. That's pretty cool. You know, so that's awesome that you are being able to do that, you know, direct film. And, like, is it a lot of indie film or is it, you know, some mainstream stuff that we're going to see? Or what's the deal with that? Talk about that real quick.
Well, when I was a little younger, I used to like to do, like, little short films and stuff. And a couple of years ago, I made my own short film. But recently, with the band being so busy and stuff, I've been co-directing our last few music videos with one of my longtime friends who's outside of the band that also does film. His name is Michael Costa, and we co-direct my band's music videos. So, like, I think the last three videos that we put out, or four, have been co-directed by me and my friends. So yeah.
There you go. Dirty Money. Check the video out right now. It's up on YouTube and all those socials as well. And what can we expect next? I mean, honestly, Dirty Money's killing it on the radio waves. I mean, honestly, you guys want to, you know, let that, you know, burn its own light and burn its own fuel out, you know, push that. And then what can we expect next? Is there another single? Is there another, you know, some songs that you're going to be putting out on EP later this year? I mean, you did put out an album last year, but, you know how the music world does. People want more. People want more right away. You want to get the music out there. So what is the plan after this tour? It ends in March at the Roxy in L.A. On the 17th, I believe. I have the dates right here.
Yep.
So on St. Patty's Day, it's going to be a drunk and good time at the Roxy, singing songs with Weathers and the rest of the crew, the rest of the bands that are going to be playing there. But what can we expect next? What, you know, summer tour or what? Just gonna go hibernate for a little bit and write more tunes or what?
Well, we've been talking about some tours to do kind of in the summer or late spring, and you know, we can't say anything just now, but there's some more tours in the works, and we've also been writing some new songs, and there's definitely a few that we are extremely excited about that we're going to get to record. As soon as we're done with the Roxy on the 17th, we're going to hop in the studio and get some new tunes recorded. And we're really excited to do that. And, you know, our song Problems off Kids of the Night is kind of always been the main focus of the album. And so that's still, you know, a song that we're super excited about and focused on. But, yeah, you can probably expect some more touring and some new music in the very near future for sure.
Nice, nice. You know, and I see a lot of bands doing this. I'm going to ask you this, and we're going to play Dirty Money here. But like, if there was a chance for you to take any song that, you know, maybe the top 40 or top alternative songs right now, and make it into your own, like, what song would you want to take right now, and maybe put onto it?
Man, that's a really hard question. Oh man, I honestly don't know. I mean, gosh, I have no clue. That's a really good question.
Or
what about this?
Your previous tour mate Morgan had Nick from Walk the Moon do a song together with him. If you could do a song with one of your favorite musicians right now, a duet or a song together, what song would you want to do? Let's flip the question around. Sorry. I can do that show.
No worries. You know, I remember originally there were talks of, you know, doing like a collaboration. We were kind of looking to do something maybe with like K-Flay for a little while, which we always thought was cool. We always kind of liked the idea of, having like a female voice on a song or something. We always thought that would be pretty cool. So if she's out there listening, let's do something.
K-Flay, girl, call him up. I love her too. Amazing. I've had her on the show as well. So let's do this. We're going to play Dirty Money. But while we do that, Nick. I'm just thinking Nick of Walk the Moon, which would be great as well with you guys. You know, you guys did tour with Morgan and everything else. So the question is, if you could take Dirty Money and give it to any other band or artist out there and have them play in their style, what band or artist would you want to see do that? Think about that there, Cameron, and we'll get the answer after this. But here it is. Their new single, Dirty Money, by the band Weathers, and we are back after this.
I got this double vision. I need my own religion. I'm the devil to you, devil to you. When I'm under your skin, it might be better for you, better for you. Don't know where I've been. I'm a rolling stone, I'm not an angel. You know I'm a good, but I'm not evil. Like money, dirty money. Yeah, yeah. I'm a Casanova, I can't help it. And I give it, but you know I'm selfish. Like money, yeah, dirty money. So good on paper, I'll never be your savior. I'm the devil to you, devil to you. When I'm under your skin, it might be better for you, better for you. If you don't know where I've been, I'm a rolling stone, I'm not an angel. You know I'm a good, but I'm not evil. Like money, dirty money. Yeah, yeah. I'm a Casanova, I can't help it. And I give it, but you know I'm selfish. Like money, yeah, dirty money. We'll be right back.
And right there, ladies and gentlemen, Dirty Money by Weathers. We are back with Cameron. Ooh, 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 ooh. I can't do it. I thought I could, Cameron. I was like,
was
I'm going to do that when I brought you on. You liked it?
I thought I was good.
I was singing along to the song off air. I was like, I'm just going to be like, hey, Cameron, can I come up on stage and do the ooh, ooh, ooh? And, hey, no, that's not going to work. I suck at it. But it's going to be great March 8th here in Vegas. So, guys, get your tickets. Tickets are still available. I'm not even sure what the price is, but it's a pretty reasonable show because it's at the B-side. So I've never been to the B-side part of the venue, but I think it's cool that they're doing this now that they're the second side, a big enough show to do it in a smaller venue. And that's awesome because then bands like yourself can come and play. And not have to worry about,
totally.
Okay, at the room, we can only sell, like, you know, whatever of that. I don't even know what's – you know how many – you know what the cap of the room there, Cameron, or no? Say, go ahead.
I don't think so, to be honest.
And it's cool, though. I mean, it's cool, isn't it? Because, honestly, I don't know the cap of the room either. I know it's, like not the main stage. I know it's, like, the B-side thing. I don't know what it is. It's a smaller venue, I know. So let's get the answer to the question that we gave you. I'm sorry about the awkward there. But what band would you want to take and make that song their own?
I think Sir Sly would be pretty cool. It seems a little bit like up their alley with their most recent record.
I love that. That's awesome. That's cool. That is awesome. There you go. I saw them with K-Flay, and they played it, and then I saw them at a big concert here with X107.5. So that's awesome that you chose them. So
yeah.
I'm going to ask you this. What House of Blues, what sort of style would you want to cover in your style?
Sorry, one more time.
What Sir Sly song do you want to cover in your style of genre of music? What song of Sly would you want to take?
I've personally been a fan of And Run, but honestly, I wouldn't want to change it, though. It's so good the way it is. I think High is really cool. I think some of their older stuff is really awesome, too. I don't know. I think High would probably be the closest one.
There you go. I love that album. I mean, it took me on the bat for the opportunity with a lot of people because obviously, a lot of people don't know the band sometimes when they get big. And it went high, and, that whole record is just phenomenal back. And I know my wife loves them because that was just a great song, and she likes something different. Like, and once she sees you guys, and here's your song on the radio, because, sometimes she's not in the car when I'm driving around. She'll be like, what the fuck? This is awesome. So when I show her Dirty Money after I get off the air here, she's going to jam into it as well. But before you go, Cameron, I know you got to head out. You got to get ready for the show. You got to, eat some dinner. I think it's like 4:30 there in Kentucky, or am I wrong? I'm probably wrong.
5:30, We're actually just about to load into the venue right now.
All right, well, you go load in. Have a great show. Before you go, tell everybody where they can find you guys.
So, you can find us anywhere. We're on every streaming platform, and our socials are at Weathers Band. And so if you look up any of those, you'll find us.
There you guys go. Go download Dirty Money now. Go see them on tour. And thank you so much, Cameron, for being part of the show. We'll see you here at B-Sides at House of Blues on March 8th. And you guys are going to have a good time. So have a great time. Safe travels the rest of the tour. Watch out for just have a good time tonight in Covington, Kentucky.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
No problem, bud. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening in so far. Our next guest will be calling in here any minute. They are the boys from Alive in Barcelona. But before we go, today we're going to take it back with Dirty Money once again to others, and enjoy, guys. And if you guys want to call in and talk to me or any of the bands that we have on the show, you guys should know by now, 347-826-7796 is the number. And here it is, Weathers with Dirty Money, and we'll be right back with Matt from Alive in Barcelona. Enjoy.
I got this double vision. I'd need my own religion. I'm the devil to you, devil to you. When I'm under your skin, it might be better for you, better for you. If you don't know where I've been, I'm a rolling stone, I'm not an angel. You know I'm not good, but I'm not evil. Like money, dirty money.
There was Dirty Money once again by others, and thank Cameron for being on the show. It is time to bring in our next guest, but before we do that, I wanted to say, if you guys need some amazing stuff to use in your life, just pure, go to Spunk Lube, download, buy some Spunk Lube, and use the Spunk NMI code, and you will get 10% off your purchase. So that's Dirty Money right there at its finest. But let me bring in our next guest, a hardcore band from Spokane, Washington, and self-titled debut record featuring Zombies and House of Memories will be out this Friday. That's right, 2 days away. Go and pre-order it and get a fancy little sexy vinyl that they have out. And you can see them starting on tour with Ghost Parade and So Soon the Truth beginning Friday, and then later this spring with Alsana, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Rest Repose, and the Rear Union. And you can check out and more at facebook.com/aliveinbarcelona. And we have that sexy lead singer of theirs on the phone right now, Matt Hoos. Matt, what's going on, bro?
Hey, JR, how we doing, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's good to hear from you, too. But I want to ask you this. How about that Spunk Loop sponsorship that we landed here on New Music Inferno? What do you think about that?
If there's anything else to say about it, man, it sounds spunky. Super, super spunky. And that's coming from a guy who grew up with a nickname, Spunky. So that's all I'm gonna say. I'll just leave it.
I did not know that. I did not know that. But big shout out to the rest of the guys in the band. I know Jesse is doing his job, doing his day job, and having a good time at it. And Jesse, congrats on that closing. Whatever you're closing on, congrats. And also Colton for doing what he's doing, and Cameron and Chase. Chase, I was like, wait, I knew it began with a C. Chase,
you're 5 for 5. You're 5 for 5. I'm impressed.
I only met you guys all like before I met you and Matt, yourself, Matt, and Jesse before at Warped, and then I met everybody else at the wedding a year, almost 2 years ago in Vegas here when Ashley Jean and Jesse both tied that in Vegas, which was amazing. But, lots been going on. You guys are finally putting out a record. You guys signed a Smart Punk. What's going on? How's that feel?
It's been great, man. It's been a lot of work and a long time coming. So it's really nice to finally sit back and taste your own cooking, if you know what I mean. It's really great to have a team of people besides the band that are working every day. The guys over at Smart Punk are wonderful. We have a great team. We've been working with Catalyst Publicity, and they are wonderful over there. We've been working with Jen, and she's great. And we finally have a team of people that are all working towards a common goal. And it's so relieving to be able to put out something that we've been working towards for so long.
There you have. No lie, you have been, been working on this for a while. Like, let's see, how long ago was it you guys played Rockin' the Spring here in Vegas, and you really have anything going? You were, playing it, getting out the music, trying to work on it, and basically showcase your talent that I knew you guys had. But a lot of people out of the Pacific Northwest and that area did not. So you finally are getting the chance. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's been about a year and a half since Rockin' the Spring. And now we finally have enough. Every time, there's probably been about 3 or 4 different times where we had tried or planned on releasing our album, and then somebody else would come in and say, hey, you know what? Well, how would you feel if we did this? And we switched a few things around, and we made some great partnerships with people. And so, and every time one of those new partnerships would arise, it would push our release back just a little bit further. And so, after 4 or 5 failed attempts of trying to release this album, we finally have all the ducks in a row and finally have everybody on board, and now we're just 2 days away. So at this point, all things are go.
And you guys landed into the New Music Inferno Hall of Fame with your single
that
Zombie.
Without a doubt, our greatest accomplishment.
What your greatest? If you do win a MTV VMA, that's your best accomplishment then? If you were ever up for running for that, that would be your next biggest accomplishment if you do win
that. That's right. Baby steps. Baby steps. That's right.
I love it. Thanks, Matt. But it's great to have you here, Matt. I know you put a lot of thought. You and Jesse sit down a lot and write a lot of these songs and get, your brains picked a lot with each other. You guys don't know what you want to write about or what you want to, what direction. So let's talk about one of your first singles, which was House of Memories off this record. I know it's a lot of thought with Jesse's process, but what is your thought of this song? Where do you draw your mentality and your emotions to this song?
Well, I think I draw them from the same place as Jesse, because, after Jesse's dad passed away, we were all kind of looking for answers, and they were answers that none of us knew where to find them. It was uncharted territory for all of us. Jesse's dad played a large role in all of our lives individually, both as a mentor and as a friend, obviously as a father to Jesse. You know, for I can't even remember how many years that we were actually out practicing in his dad's house. And so it was, you know, he was as much a part of the band as all of us. He just wasn't a performing member. And so for all of us, it was a huge blow. Now, the song House of Memories, specifically with it being a story of going through possessions and, you know, going through physical tokens and memories, it was, you know, Jesse didn't do it alone. You know, he was there with his family and his wife and myself also. And the amount of stress that just going through each individual thing, each individual room, each individual item, and not knowing what to do with it, not knowing how to take care of it, not knowing how to solve the problems that had been created, it was one of the hardest things any one of us has ever had to do, but especially for Jesse. And
definitely, and I know he's a stronger man. I mean, he's been, you know, with Ashley Jean by his side, he's grown and grown as a person, and you know, just you know, with Ashley Jean's son, you know, just so adorable, and how Jesse stepped up and become a father that, as his father was to him, you know, great dad, and just to see that, you know, Jesse has a lot of his father in, and I've never met Jesse's dad, but I can tell Jesse's dad threw a lot at him, but with personality wise and strength and you know, everything else. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Matt, didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. You're wonderful, and you're absolutely correct. You know, a lot of the time, even Ashley will make jokes and just refer to him as Jay Jr. Because they both have the same knacks and mannerisms, and you know, even as he gets a little bit older, I've heard him recycling some of his dad's old jokes, which, you know, when we were younger, we would roll our eyes, but now they get a laugh every time.
Definitely. And for everybody out there who's listening in, I know you guys might not be listening right now, but if you want to talk to us right now, and you are, you can call in right now, 347-826-7096, and you can talk to Matt about the record, about the shows coming up here. And you guys are playing this Friday in your hometown of Spokane at the Knitting Factory. How are tickets looking? Is it sold out, partially sold out? Is it almost jam-packed with full people, or what?
Well, so far, everything is looking fantastic. You know, we've been working for a long time. We have a lot of fantastic other bands on the roster for the evening, a lot of other hardworking bands, which is really, really wonderful to share a stage with other people who share a passion that you have. And so, so far, I think it's about 3,000 tickets out, and I think the venue is a 1,500 cap venue, so I'm hoping nobody gets turned away.
And there you go, guys. So get there early, get the best seats in the house, bring your friends, bring your family, rock out on a Friday night. What else is there to do in Spokane on a Friday night? I mean, I don't think Gonzaga's playing on a Friday night this week, so you guys don't have to worry about Gonzaga. Gonzaga plays tomorrow, so you're good. And they're on the road at Pepperdine. And they're definitely going to win that, so it's not even a win or lose draw for them in basketball. But, you know, let's do this. Let's get to one of the songs, because we have three of the songs up there. We have The Fight, House of Memories, and Zombies. The Fight was one of the first releases. Back to Life was, you know, the older song that we had back, you know, like, I don't know, year and a half ago, I guess.
Maybe even just a little longer, but yeah.
Yeah, it seems longer than, I don't even remember when, because it's been forever. But we have House of Memories, The Fight, and Zombies. Which one do you want to go to? You want to go to House of Memories first?
Yeah, whatever you think, man. I defer to your judgment.
Well, let's do House of Memories, and we'll come back and talk with Matt Moore right after this. Enjoy, guys. Memories right there by Alive in Barcelona off the new self-titled debut record, which is out this Friday on Smart Punk. And pre-orders are still available. And guys, go buy fucking vinyl, man. The vinyls are pretty. And Matt, you would agree, right?
What's that?
That the vinyls are fucking pretty.
Oh, absolutely. They're gorgeous. So we have a couple different options depending on who you order it through. But honestly, there's no wrong answer.
There you guys go. That's Matt's answer. So, Matt, I mean, you guys are gearing up for tour. You guys are going to be on the road for, you know, almost a month. And then you guys take a little month, you know, traveling around with, you know, nothing to do. Well, not really a month, maybe a few weeks in between your tour with the boys in Alsa, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Restopose, and the Rear Unit. How excited are you for that tour? I mean, honestly, this is going to be your first chance to show the East Coast what you're made of with this record.
Honestly, we couldn't be more excited. You know, we have a lot of family and friends over on the East Side and super excited to make a whole lot more of them on our excursions over there. But mostly we're just all really excited to have the opportunity. You know, there's a lot of good people in this music industry, and the more chance you have to spend out on the road with them, the better relationships you develop. And so we just really can't wait to get out there and take a name for ourselves.
And what are you guys going to be traveling in this time? Are you going to be in that school bus like, you know, 2 years ago, or is it a new vehicle that you're going to be traveling in?
Nope. We are still rocking the school bus. So we, you know, it's a little Ford Econo line, turbo diesel, and we built bunks in the back of it. And so we've all got our own sleeping arrangements, and which is great, you know. And it's not the world's warmest sleeping arrangement, but, you know, we've invested in some nice heavy-duty sleeping bags.
You know what? For this tour, you'll be, you know, this coming up starting Friday, you'll be needing those sleeping bags. But in April, you'll be just fine. So April will be nice and sunny, and you guys will just have to make sure the air conditioner works. That's all you got to do. But but yeah, so that's great. That's great to see that you guys have the bus, and it's a cool little bus. I traveled with them to Rock in the Spring about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But that was awesome to be in that. But, you know, Matt, like, what's the next step? I mean, after this record's released, I mean, Matt, do you have songs already written for the next one? I mean, do you have stuff up your sleeves?
Well, short answer, yes. So I actually pretty much spend as much time physically possible writing new material. So as we go through
while
our
listening
writing
to the
process,
Shrek Con, I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I was saying that, you know, I try to write at least two to four songs a week. So now that doesn't always happen, and then I take those songs and I go and talk to my bandmates and they scrap most of them. But, you know, then after a couple of weeks, we end up with one that we agree that we're going to work on. And then that one, we change a whole bunch and edit, revise, rewrite until we finally come up with a product that we all really feel that we can get behind. And so, yes, we absolutely have more stuff in the works. And, you know, I can't wait to show you all this stuff so that I can put out the next stuff and show you all that stuff.
There you go. There you go. And, you know, it's all because they threw it away. It's all because you're basing off the Shrek soundtrack because you seem to be watching it too much with your one-year-old there. But I was just trying to make a joke, and it fell flat on my face. We have a caller. Let's bring them right now. 701, who is this? And what, you have a question for Matt from Alive in Barcelona?
Oh, actually, I'm a good friend of Jesse's. I went to elementary school all the way up to high school with him. And not really a question. I have more of a statement for everybody else that's listening into the show. I've known Jesse basically most of my life and watched him develop as a band. I could tell you that these guys are going to make it somewhere. I mean, I've listened to them since back before they changed names.
Mm-hmm.
back when I was just a kid.
You.
And I've always seen these guys, their passion is just intense. I mean, I'll see them Friday. I'll be up there for the show in Spokane. It'll be a good time.
Well
great.
What is
come
your,
and hang out
good
with
sir,
us.
What is your name? What is your name, by the way?
My name's Jacob.
Jacob, awesome. Well, thank you for calling in. And Jesse couldn't make it to the show. He is still trying to make that cold, hard cash before they go on tour so he can have some spending money for some food and drinks and all that good road gas that they need. But you're on the phone with Matt. Do you want to say anything to Matt, Jacob, before you go?
I'll just tell him I'll be, happy to see him on Friday. It'll be actually the first time I've ever met him. I've only seen him through Facebook and knowing the band and watching him play. And it's just going to be really exciting for me.
Awesome.
It'll be really exciting for us too, Jacob. So thank you so much for all your kind words, man. Please come up and meet me individually. I'd love to talk with you face to face.
Oh yeah, you will see me.
Awesome.
All right, Jesse. Jacob, Jesse loves you too. And I know he's probably going to be listening to this later on. But Jacob, thanks for calling and talk to the little man.
All right, see you later.
Yep, there you go. There you go, Jacob, Jesse's friend calling in. That's awesome. And if you guys want to be like Jacob, if you're listening right now, please do call in 347-826-7096. We'll bring in. And we're going to do this. We're going to go to the Hall of Fame song right now that is on New Music Inferno, and they should be winning more battles after the record comes out on Friday. And here is Zombies by Alive in Barcelona. We'll get more talk with Cameron. I'm thinking Cameron, Chavez Campino. but Matt, we'll get more answers from Matt after this. Here you go. Enjoy. And right there, Zombies, and I forgot to mention, it does feature the one and only lead singer of Speak to Faith, Craig Mabbitt, on that track. And Matt, how did you get that little special cameo happening?
Well, so a few years back, we were had an old manager of our band reach out to us and mention that the guys in Escape the Fate were looking for some tour hands. And so Jesse went out as their tour manager, and I went out working merch for them. And we ended up developing some lifelong friendships with those guys. They're all incredibly good dudes. And just all who we've been able to maintain fantastic relationships with over the years. And so when it came time for us to record Zombies, Craig was immediately on board. And actually, in House of Memories, TJ was also in that song. So that's a little extra snippet for you there. But we were able to have both those guys come in just because they're fantastic dudes. And it was really important to us that in our debut album that we had our friends on it as well.
Definitely. And you guys killed it. And that's why your fans and new fans voted for you on the Twitter battle for New Music Inferno and all that. But I want to ask you this, since you are good friends with Escape the Fate, what Escape the Fate song would you cover in the style live in Barcelona?
Oh, I would have to. Oh, that's tough because there's a lot of great ones. One of my personal favorites is ironically one of their brand new ones that they just put out. And if any of your listeners haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend going and watching their brand new music video for "Do You Love Me." You can really see every aspect of that band and really how they're all funny guys. They're down to earth. They've got a good sense of humor, but they really have a passion for music. And so "Do You Love Me" is definitely, definitely really high up on that list.
And there you go. I mean, that's awesome. And, you know, I want to ask you this. I know you're a fan of good music. Have you listened to the new Amorosa record yet?
I have not had the pleasure of hearing the new Amorosa record yet. Everything's been pretty crazy with getting ready for
that
tour.
Shrek,
so.
That damn Shrek soundtrack you can't stop listening to. That's why. That's why you got to put. You got to stop Shrek and go to Amorosa. That's all I got to say.
Now, what's going to happen is we're going to get in that bus and we're not going to have anything to do and we're just going to start jamming tune after tune. It's on the list.
I'm just messing with you, bro. You know, we're good friends. That's why we mess with each other in the air. But, you know, I want to ask you this, though. Like, I mean, if you could, with that being said, the new track by Escape the Fate, but if you could take Zombies, which is your newest track, which people have heard now on our air and on the, the battle, if you could take some of the other artists, what band or artist would you in their style?
Ooh, that's equally as tough of a question.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do you a favor. We're going to play Zombies again. We're going to give you 3 more minutes to think about that because I'm a gentleman and
right.
A scholar and an honest guy and not going to not make you have good times thinking about it. So here it is, Alive in Barcelona, once again, featuring Craig Mabbitt of the band Escape the Fate. Here we go. Enjoy, and we'll be right back. Blind youth, we feed the fear. Please Buy You Live in Barcelona featuring Craig Mabbitt. We're back with Matt of the band, the lead singer, the lovely voice you heard singing his heart and soul out on that song. Real quick, I think you guys should go on tour with Bad Flower.
Oh, yeah? I agree.
Yeah, I don't know if you like their music, but I do. And I think you would be really, really good tour with that, I believe. Don't you think?
All right. Well, add them to the list, man. I want to tour with everybody.
There you go. Bad Flower, we're calling you out. They're playing in Vegas tonight at a convention, and I'm actually on the list to go. So I'm probably going to head there tonight and watch Bad Flower 2 days before their album's released on Friday as well. But that's why I'm throwing their name out of there as well. I think they are really good, and I think it would be cool to see you guys tour together because I think your fans would like them, and their fans would definitely eat you guys up and become fans of you guys.
Well, that's awesome.
That's in my opinion, and you can trust my opinion because, Matt, we're good friends. End of story.
I've already trusted your opinion before. That's gotten me into trouble. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I have never given
I'm
you bad
messing.
Choices, bro.
I'm
I know, I know.
I'm
hey,
messing.
Hey, I'm playing along. I'm playing along, bro. Come on, it's radio. We gotta make people think we have shit going on. So Matt, who would you want to take and have that song made in their own?
Well, there's a couple that immediately come to mind. The first is Conditions. Conditions is a band that we've all listened to for a long time and all loved. And, you know, those guys know how to really put emotion behind their music. And so
how about that new song?
I'd put them at the top of the list.
How about that new song, Give It All?
Oh, it's incredible. Literally, I mean, I am ecstatic on almost everything that band has ever put out. And they just continue to amaze.
Yeah. And okay, so next one. What's the other bands that you have on that list?
So just because they're my all-time favorite band, I have to say the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Because how awesome would it be to have some rock legends jamming out one of your tunes? And they just make it all funky and groovy, you know? That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'd have to say Metallica. And that one's
okay. Okay. All right. Metallica would be killer. You know, just, I don't know, maybe if they were looking for a new hit song, because
yeah,
I know they're
right.
Probably working on new stuff to work with, they you could be like, all right, we'll hand off the rights, but our song will still exist. Let's see what you can do with it. And then we can do our own version of Enter Sandman and make it into 2019 song. There you go. That's in the papers.
who wouldn't want to hear, you know, Are We Living Like Zombies? Yeah, yeah!
Yeah, who wouldn't? That's the question. I think a lot of people would. So there you go, Jesse. We love you, bro. I know you wish you could be on the air. We'll catch up soon, sooner than later. You know, you'll be on tour. And maybe after the April into May tour, you'll be out here in Vegas, maybe. Who knows? Because I know you guys were really working hard on a Vegas date for us. I know if we could travel 4 hours or 8 hours away, which is Phoenix, we would. Comes to you guys in Phoenix, but I don't think we can make it. But everybody in Phoenix, buy your tickets now. Go there and rock out in Phoenix and everywhere, Fullerton and everything else. So I may have a girl come in Fullerton. I'm going to try to get her to shoot for you, but who knows? We'll work on that off air. But I know, Matt, you got to get going. You got to go to put the little one to bed. Hopefully he's passed out from watching Shrek 18th time now today. But before you go, Matt, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you guys on the World Wide Web, your socials, so they can talk with you and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the easiest place is to go onto Google and type in Alive in Barcelona. We are every single link that pops up. We have aliveinbarcelona.com where you can go and check out a whole bunch of our material, any of our videos. Facebook.com, look us up, Alive in Barcelona, or Twitter, Alive in Barcelona, AIB, I want to say it's AIB Rock Official, as far as our Twitter and Instagram handles. And just, you know, please get on there, shoot us a message. We are always eager and ready to meet new fans, and we don't do a lot while we're on the road driving from city to city, so we like to sit there and talk with people from all over this world. So please get on there and do that.
Some Periscopes. You got to do some Periscopes while you're on there, and do some live feeds while you're on the road, traveling around this lovely country of ours, and show the people what you have out your passer side window and all that. You know, you never know. People would love to see that because they would like to live vicariously through guys rocking it out, living the dream, seeing the world, and playing one stage a day, one stage a night, and rocking out and having a good time. But thank you so much, Matt. It's going to be a great time. So everybody do that. They don't have a lot to do while they're on the road. They'd rather, you know, talk to you and get to know you guys because, honestly, you're the important reason. That's why they do this. If it wasn't for fans like, you know, Jacob who called in and everybody else who's listening in, they wouldn't be a fan. They'd be doing day jobs that they don't love and be miserable human beings like we all are, can be, if we had a miserable day job that we didn't love. But they have a great day job that they love. They have amazing fans, and, you know, they're going to just keep on killing on the road. And Matt, you have anything else to say real quick before you go?
I just wanted to say thank you so much to you and New Music Inferno for having us on, and just thank you to everyone who's listening and tuning in, and just want to say keep rocking, keep music alive, and come out and see us. We'd love to meet all of you face-to-face.
And Matt, thank you so much, and send my love to the rest of the guys, Cameron,
will do.
Colton, Chase, Jesse, and the little guy, and you know, everybody else. But we'll talk to you soon, Matt. Have a great tour, and keep on rocking.
Will do, JR. Thank you.
No problem, everybody. That was Matt from Alive in Barcelona. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Thank you to Cameron from Weathers and everybody else listening in. Just keep on rocking, and we'll be back soon. I know we're working on some stuff. We'll have our March Music Madness tournament, and Dirty Money will be in that. We are working on other songs, I think. We might have Alexis on Fire in it, and, you know, it's going to be a badass tournament this year for you guys to do that. If you guys don't follow us on Twitter or on socials, it's at New Music Inferno on Facebook, New Music Inferno on Twitter, Instagram as well, and things are looking up for New Music Inferno. We're working on a lot of things behind the scenes. That's why we're not on the air a lot, but just continue to vote. I know... you know, the Dose is winning. They'll be out here in Vegas at the convention that's going on, hashtag happenings or whatever it's called, and Amigo the Devil and a lot of other bands. Bad Flower is amazing. So you know what? I'm going to do this. I know we played Alive in Barcelona twice. Well, three times, House of Memories and Zombies twice. We're going to do this. We're going to play Bad Flower with Ghost. If you guys don't have their record order either, get that now. Get that pre-order for both Alive in Barcelona. We have some amazing under both of those bands. Yes, we'll enjoy it. And, enjoy life. That's what you're supposed to do. And I'm just enjoying being back on here. I know it's like a movie offer listing in. And here is Bad Flower with their lead single of their new album, which comes out on Friday as well. And they're here in Vegas tonight. And the new album is amazing. They also have a new single called Heroin out, but the album is called Okay. And here's soon. Hit us up on the socials, and we'll talk to y'all there. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
I tried it once before, but I didn't get too far. I felt a lot of pain, but it didn't stop my heart. And all I really wanted was someone to give a little fuck. But I waited there forever and nobody even looked up. I didn't bleed enough.
But maybe I'm alive, cause I didn't really wanna die. But nothing very special ever happens in my life. I should've left a letter, but I had nothing to write.